Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shalom Daf Yudalit, and we are starting the third to last narrow line with the words Hamafer Shikloi and Vilna Tzuris Daf. It's the beginning of Tesamon Beis, and today's office sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarbas Biakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. We have something somewhat related to discussion at the end of yesterday's Gemara. Let's say Hamafer Shikloi, a person designated Shekel, the Savar Shu Chayv, and he thought that he was Chayv Machzah Shekel, but Benim Tzasheini Chayv turned out that he wasn't Chayv Machzah Shekel. Like Kadesh, it's not Kadesh, it's not holy because he's not Chayv Machzah Shekel at all. But now let's say Hamafer Shnayim, he designated two shkalim v'savar shu chayv shnayim. He thought that he was chayv two. Maybe he had to make one up for last year or something like that. Maybe he just thought he's chayv two and didn't realize that he's only chayv one. And b'nimtzasheni chayv alecha, and he realized that he's only chayv one. Oysa hasheni ma'atav Allah. What about that second one? Is it kadosh or not? One of them for sure is kadosh. So maybe the second one gets dragged along with the first one and is also kadosh, or maybe not. So Gemara says nishmin ha'adol. Let's learn from the following. We skip the parentheses and we have a similar case. Hamafresh chatasoi. Somebody who designates a carbon chatas savar shu chayv. He thought he was chayv this carbon chatas. B'nimtzasheni chayv. Turns out he's not chayv like kadosh, so it's not kadosh at all because he's not chayv a carbon chatos, so it's not kadosh. However, hefer shtayim, let's say he designated two animals to be a chatos. Hefer shu chayv shtayim, he thought he was chayv too. V'nimtza shein chayv el achas, turns out that he's only chayv one carbon chatos. Oysa shnia matavad la, what's done with that second one? Elo roya, it goes out to graze, which means it has the kedusha of a carbon chatos. He can't use it because he's not actually chayv a chatos. Therefore, it has to go out to graze until it gets a mum, and then it's sold and its money is used for nedava. So we're trying to say it's going to be the same thing by shekel. When he designates two, when he's really only chayv one, the second one is kadosh and it's yipul nedava. And then Rahachanami, so to over here, elul nedava, this is for nedava, meaning this extra shekel that he designated, he thought he was chayv two, but he's really only chayv one, so that extra one, the second one, is used for nedava. However, the Gemara says, hechat oimer elu, how could you say elu? How are you able to say that this is for nedava? We had before in the Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, or in Shitas or Bibi, even according to Beis Shammai, when a person grabs a whole bunch of coins and says that these are for my shekel, and it turns out to be more than a machza shekel, the rest of the money is chulin, and it's not kadosh. So how could you say over here that we're comparing to chatos that the money's kadosh? Really, it should be chulin, and therefore we don't have a raya. Skip the rest of the words in parentheses and the brackets, and on to the next quote of the Mishnah. Shek sha'olu yisroel me'agoyla ha'yu shaklin darkoinos. When the yin came up from galus, they would give their machzah shekel as darkoinos, and right away the Gemara explains what are darkoinos? Dinarin. This is referring to golden dinarim. Its value is 2 slayim. So they would be giving half of this darkoin as their machzah shekel, even though it's way more than the da'i raisa machzah shekel. Then the Mishnah tells us the chazur lishkal slayim. They started giving slayim because that became the main coin in use. First, darkoin was the main coin in use. Then when that fell out of circulation, slime became the main coin of use, and therefore they would give half of a sela. And what is a sela? Kishmuan, exactly as it sounds. It's a sela. And then chazul ishkol tivin, they wanted to start using tivayin. What is this? Palgi slime. It's half of a sela, so they would give half of that. And then bikshu lishkol dinarin, they wanted to give dinarim. And how much is this? Karten. It's a karten, which is a quarter of a sela. And we had explained the reason why they wanted to do this is because they figured, look, every single time we have a coin, and that's the standard coin that's used, we give half of it. Well, dinarin now is a standard coin that's used, and even though it's less than machzah shekel of the Torah, maybe we still should be able to give it because this is the standard coin that everyone uses. However, Yudalma is on top of like kibla alein, it wasn't accepted upon them, meaning the Chachamim said that that can't be done. We can't give dinarim because that's just too little money. It's not even the amount of machzah shekel of the Torah. Where does this come from? And Adah, from the following, the Pasuk in Sefer Nechemiah tells us, Ve'manu aleinu, mitzvah is losis aleinu, shlishis hashekel b'shano, la'avod is beis alekeinu. And we established for ourselves, we made it strong for ourselves, this commandment, this thing that we're going to do, we're going to give a shlishas hashekel every single year for avodas beis alekeinu, meaning we're going to give this tax or this money to upkeep the beis hamikdash. Now, obviously, they were giving machzah shekel every single year. So it can't be that when Nechemiah is saying, v'amanu aleinu, we took this upon ourselves that they weren't giving the machzah shekel and then they decided to give it. Of course, they were giving it. It must be that up until then, they were giving machzah shekel, but it was really more than the shekel because they were using the standard coin, which was either a gold dinar or a sela, which again, is more than a machzah shekel, so there's no reason that they have to establish for themselves that we're going to give this minimum every single year. It's only once the currency dropped so low that the standard coin that was being used was less than a shekel, and that means the machzah shekel is going to end up being less than what the Torah says. That's when Nechemiah is telling us, v'emanu aleinu, we had to establish for ourselves that we're not giving less than a shlishas hashekel b'shana, so we see that there's this bare minimum that has to be given, the machzah shekel of the Torah. Now once we have this pasuk, we have another Joshua. Chilkiah says, b'shem ravacha, mikan from here we learn, shetzarch adam l'shalish shikloi shalish apalim b'shana, that a person has to give a shekel 3 times a year to the base of Mikdash. And we come from here, we also learn that we don't trouble the tzibur more than 3 times a year. Rav Chilkiah b'shem Ravach is learning from this pasuk based off of the word shlishis. It doesn't say shlish, but it says shlishis. That's mashma that you should give 3 shkalim a year at 3 different times, but we're not allowed to ask for money more than 3 times a year. Again, it's not machzah shekel. This is just for tzedakah purposes, but we're not allowed to ask more than 3 times a year. So we have to go figure out what to do about all these fundraising campaigns. And Amar Rav Avin, Rav Avin says, Mikan l'shalosh sayin, mikan l'shalosh kupais, mikan l'shalosh afrashos. From here we learn about the three saw, the three boxes, and the three separations. As we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, that when they did the Trumas HaLeshka, when they took money from all the Machzah Shekels that were donated and they put them into boxes, they used three boxes, each that were three saw, and they separated this money three times, and that all comes from this word, Shlishes. Now we have another drasha. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk about Machzah Shekel, Ze Yitnu, this is what they should give, Kol Oivra al Pekudim, anyone who passed by the Pekudim, meaning anyone who's part of the census, the Geimers. And we have to continue reading the Pasuk, Machzah Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, a half a shekel, Esrim Geiro HaShekel. The shekel is 20 Geiro, that's how much it was. Now what do we learn from here? So Rabbi Yehuda from Nechemya, Chad Amar, one of them says, L'fisha Chatu Machzah Yoim, since by the Cheta Egel, they sinned halfway through the day, Yitnu Machzah Shekel, they have to give Machzah Shekel. We know that it was halfway through the day, and Moshe Rabbeinu still hadn't come down from the mountain, and so that's when they sinned with the Cheta Egel, that's what we have to give, Machzah Shekel. The Chana Amar, the other one says, L'fisha Chatu B'Shei Shais, since they sinned 6 hours into the day, which is the same idea. It's halfway through the day, they sinned 6 hours, Yitnu Machzah Shekel, they have to give a half shekel, the Ovid Shisa Garmisen, because it's made up of 6 Garmisen, which is a coin back in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why I have to give Machzah Shekel. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechemya, says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, L'fisha Avru Al HaSeres HaDibrois, since they were over on the HaSeres HaDibrois, Yehi Naisen Kal Echad Ve'Echad HaSeres Geira, everyone has to give 10 Geira, as the Pasuk we just quoted before said, that Esrim Geira HaShekel, that a shekel itself is 20 Geira, so it means that Machzah Shekel is 10 Geira. Now we have another drasha that's going to be relevant to Machzah Shekel. Rabbi Rechia quotes Rabbi Levi, who says, B'Shem Rabbi Lakish, L'fisha Machre B'Chayrish Al Rachel, Be'Esrim Kasef, since they sold the firstborn of Rachel for 20 silver pieces, that's Yosef Atzadik, the Shvatim sold him for 20 silver coins, Yehi Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Poyda as B'noi B'Chayr Be'Esrim Kasef, every single person has to redeem their firstborn son for 20 silver pieces, which is the 5 Sloim we see in the Torah. That's because Rachel's firstborn was sold for this amount of money. Rav Pinchas says, B'Shem Rav Levi, L'fisha Machar B'Chayr Shal Rachel Be'Esrim Kasef, since they sold the B'Chayr of Rachel for 20 silver pieces, V'Nafal Chol Echad Ve'Echad Mehen Taba, and that means that every one of the Shvatim ended up getting a Taba, which is 2 Dinarim, L'fikach therefore, Yehi Kol Echad Ve'Echad Nois and Shiklai Taba, that's why every person has to give their Machzah Shekel as Taba, because the Machzah Shekel is the same thing as his Taba. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.